Moncrief on News Talk.
Summer in the most exclusive parts in London has become known as supercar season, when some of the wealthiest people in the world fly over their Bugattis and Ferraris, and in many cases they park wherever they like because, of course, a parking fine is nothing to them. Mark Paul in is London correspondent for the Irish Times. Afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
So could you describe, if you're in these, you know, they are exclusive parts of London anyway, during the summer, are these streets clogged up with these expensive cars?
Yeah, I mean, supercar season is a real phenomenon. I mean, a lot of the cars that are flown in tend to come in from wealthy elites in the Middle East, who, you know, I mean, they have their Bugattis and their Lamborghinis and their Ferraris in their home countries, but it gets so hot there in summer, they sort of migrate en masse over to London and decide they want to bring their own cars with them. Now, I mean, look, I don't kind of understand in a way why they don't just rent an exclusive car when they get to London, but I suppose it is just that sense of ownership. They want their own car.
Yeah.
And it costs, it costs 30 or 40 grand just to fly a car over one way anyway. But, you know, they have their cars and they tend to congregate in areas of the city, exclusive areas like Knightsbridge, Mayfair. And you often see, if you walk down certain streets in Mayfair, for example, every second car will be a Kuwaiti Reg or a Saudi Reg or a Qatari Reg or an Emirati Reg. So it's a real phenomenon in London, this supercar season, driven mainly by wealthy middle class or wealthy elites from the Middle East. And of course, it's prime car spotting season for the sort of anoraks who go car spotting in London.
Yeah. Now, the problem would seem to be not just there's a lot of these cars, but that the way they act when they're there.
Yeah, there is a kind of a culture in supercar season, and maybe it's a little bit of a macho thing going on of, you know, revving the engines and drawing attention to yourself and processions of cars going through streets in Mayfair and Knightsbridge. So, I mean, the local council has brought in new rules to try and stamp out revving and, the quick acceleration that can cause so much vibration that it sets off car or shop alarms. So they're extending these rules out as well. But also the police as well have launched a clamp down because a lot of these cars aren't insured when they come to Britain. So they might be driving around with Middle Eastern plates, but if there's an accident of some sort, obviously there's no insurance. So they've been seizing these cars. I mean, in August alone, they seized 70 supercars of these type in London, and it included two identical purple Lamborghinis that had only been in the country for 2 hours. And they seized those cars. So, it can be an expensive process and bringing your car over but then again, money is no object for some of the owners of these cars.
And for Westminster Council, that is doing things like seizing the cars, is that being seen to have an effect at all?
Well, yeah, and the seizing of cars by London Metropolitan Police, that was on the insurance side of things. Look, I think every year it's a good story for the police to put out as well. You know, I mean, you roll in the cameras and you seize a load of Lamborghinis and, it's just one of those stories that tends to gain traction in the summer. With the council, I think it's a bit more serious. I mean, there are, there is an official report into this online, the level of complaints that come in, shops where their alarms were just going off spontaneously because somebody in a gold-plated Bugatti has just revved their engine outside. So commercially, it became a difficulty for a lot of businesses in the area. And so that's why they've extended these rules. But, supercar season is just coming to an end in London, but there's still bits of it dotted around Mayfair if you look for it, you know?
Yeah. Now, you can imagine well how many businesses might complain about all this noise, but I assume that there are businesses that would never complain about it because they're the ones benefiting from all these super rich people coming to visit them.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, this part of Mayfair, for example, that I was in last week, observing a lot of this going on. I mean, there's a particular street called Mount Street in Mayfair, and on that street, I mean, you have top jewelers like Pragnell's. You have Scott's Restaurant of Mayfair. You have the cigar room of the Connaught Hotel. I mean, these are the sort of businesses where the people who have money to burn and fly in car, pay 30 grand to fly a car in. These are also the sort of people who are patrons of these businesses. So, look, there's a lot of winners out of this in London, a lot of winners. But of course, the biggest winners of all, I suppose, if you're driving the streets of London in a gold-plated Bentley, I mean, you've clearly won somewhere in life. And London is just one of those cities where these little slivers of extreme wealth, I mean, they're just still so visible in the city, you know.
It's extraordinary. But you witness this yourself, that they'll just, double yellow line. They don't even see that. They just park up in it.
I did, yeah. Last week, I decided just to totter along to Mount Street in Mayfair. And I suppose, you know, like a kind of a pound shop Sherlock Holmes or something, I kind of hit behind a telegraph pole. And I followed a traffic warden as the traffic warden wound his way up Mount Street. And he came first to a Porsche 911 GT3 RS, which apparently is worth a bit of a quarter of a million. I saw him put a ticket on that. That was a Kuwaiti car. He went to another Kuwaiti car. It was a Lamborghini Aventador. That's worth about $500,000. He put a ticket on that. And I actually saw the driver of that get out, lock the car and walk off. He didn't bother with feeding a meter because, you know, maybe it's just easier to pay all the fines afterwards, you know?
Yeah. Like. I wonder, do they even pay the fines afterwards?
Maybe they do or maybe they don't, but there is a certain brazenness to it, I suppose. And look, maybe that just comes with the territory if you're flying your car all the way across the world just to have your own vehicle, you know.
Yeah. Is there a lot of resentment towards this, or is it kind of, there's a bit of resentment, but it's also a bit of a tourist attraction?
Yeah, it is. It certainly is a tourist attraction. I mean, when I was on Mount Street, for example, I bumped into a photographer. He was a young guy, said he was from Israel, who'd come all the way over just to indulge his passion for car spotting. I mean, look, there is a bit of resentment, I suppose, and complaints do go into the council. There is also a tongue-in-cheek element as well, because I kind of, as an outside observer, I wonder if Londoners actually, maybe they secretly enjoy supercar season, even when they grumble about it. I know it clogs up the streets around Knightsbridge and Mayfair, but, you know, it is a bit of, it does add to that sort of dash of international glamour that London has, which it also plays to its own advantage too when it needs to.
Yeah, indeed. Mark, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Mark Paul, London correspondent for the Irish Times.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.